Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Yo, where's my mic? Where's my mic?
Hey, where's it at? It's here.
What are you, it's blind?
Right outside of my mouth. Are
right
we going?
Right outside of my mouth. We're going. We're showing. I'm flowing.
And Four Bad Eyes.
It's raining. It's not snowing. It's not cold enough to get it blowing.
He keeps flowing.
He's just going to go in. And
that's Anthony Ferraro. I'm Dan Mancina. I don't know how to rap.
Yeah, you do. You got old bars for days, dude.
Bars. I've just been living in my Snuggie, dude.
You have a Snuggie?
I think it's an off-brand one.
Is that like a sleep sack for adults?
I wouldn't go so far as to say sleep sack. It's just,
why?
Honestly, it's a hoodie. Made out of a blanket.
Full body hoodie?
I mean, it's a giant hoodie.
Oh, it sounds...
It has a marsupial pouch.
Can you wrap yourself up? It does not have a marsupial.
Yeah. Oh, well, it has like a regular hoodie pouch, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's like really... it's like a cloak size hoodie, you know what I mean?
Gotta watch out for tree bears.
But made out of a blanket.
What are those things called in Australia?
Yeah, drop bear, I think.
Drop bear.
You go from the drop bears.
Can you like secure the blanket, like make yourself more snug in it? Like in it?
No, but it can fit all the way like around your knees.
Oh, just the knees?
It goes down to my knees, and then if I'm sitting with my knees to my chest, I could put my knees inside of there.
I think I'd enjoy a furry suit.
You mean like Coco Amateo? Is that what you mean? Or no?
No, I mean like you know, like the like Mike Wazowski, or sorry, Sully,
a big guy,
like a big suit, like that's furry, fuzzy, like a onesie.
Yeah, so you want to be a furry?
Yeah,
you want to join the culture?
I think I could be a good furry, dude.
You would be a great
I'd grow
furry.
Out my beard. My hair's already long and curly.
Yeah, I already said my furry outfit. I would be a duck with little ducks behind me.
Oh, yeah, you're duckly.
Well, you were a combined one, right?
I was a... I forget. Maybe a cat dog?
Cat dog. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, going back to last episode,
what?
I found my trading cards that I found.
Yeah, what are they?
Beavis and Butthead.
What?
Yeah.
Those even existed?
I didn't know it either. I don't
Who
even
the
remember
hell
having
the
them.
Characters?
I have no idea. But that's what
I
they
wonder
were.
If those are worth anything.
I doubt it.
Well, meh. Weirdest show ever.
I just woke up from a nappy nap, dude.
Yeah, I woke him up
like literally 10 minutes ago. Weird, because was it a show or was it just like a little
skit? It
was
a show.
It started as just like a little MTV skit, no?
Really? Like I don't know, because then they had like a movie.
The movie. I saw the movies. The movie's pretty good.
Yeah. Are they on mushrooms when they're sitting on the couch watching TV?
I need TV for my bunghole. He's me. What is he? He puts a shirt over his head.
I'm Julio, or Corn Julio.
Yeah, Corn Julio.
I'm Corn Julio.
I need TV for my bunghole.
I need TV.
Oh my god.
Like,
dude.
What the fuck?
So stupid.
The things we would watch.
The movie was good. But I thought it
were
started.
Were they on mushrooms, though, when they were sitting on the couch watching TV? Because you know,
why do you
Flash
say that?
Would be like trippy things on the screen sometimes. And then it would also be like MTV videos, right?
I don't know. I don't remember that much. I remember just watching, they would watch MTV movies or, music videos,
MTV, dude. And then there was VH1.
That's why I thought it was just started as like a little mini kind of skit thing, and then it turned into a show. I don't know.
What other shows? There was like Date My Mom.
Which one is Beavis and which one is Butthead?
I think Beavis is the
one with braces. What's
that
one
blonde
with...
hair?
One of them dark hair with braces, and one of them's blonde.
Oh, I don't know which one has a butthead looking head.
<don't>
that one's
Beavis.
Beavis. I just started a new show, The Bear.
Oh yeah. I think I've watched all of them.
You've watched it?
Yeah, that's the cooking one, right?
Yeah. The restaurant. Mr. Beef.
Mr. Beef.
Dude,
how far are you in?
I'm only like 3 or 4 eps in, but
okay.
You know what I didn't realize? It's given me a lot of respect for the food industry. Like for someone running a restaurant. Like you see them there from 6 a.m. till like 10 p.m.
All day.
Like 11. You do like all day prepping, cleaning, doing all this shit just to stay alive.
Beef, baby. What's for dinner?
And he's like apparently some like crazy top chef.
Mm-hmm.
Came from the city, and this guy was crazy that trained him.
Yeah, it gets better. The one guy goes,
Richie,
like a younger, there's a young kid who goes and trains in like, the Netherlands or something. And that one's really good. That episode's really good.
The audio description how to make sweets is great. And
stuff. Is it good?
The audio description's unreal for it.
I think I was watching it with it on, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. But,
yeah, I think I fell off like the last few eps. I stopped.
But then a little of it hits too close to home with the dead brother, and then like certain things. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. It's intense.
But then I'm like, that's a good show that makes you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, that's great production.
I don't like the really intense characters. Like there's the one dude who's kind of the screw,
cousin.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Richie, yeah.
Hate characters like that.
You know, like I know they always screw everything up.
Too much, yeah.
Like he's selling cocaine in the alley.
Yeah. Richie,
if he calls me Rick.
I started Only Murders in the what is it? What is it? Only Murders in the Apartment? No. What the hell? Only Murders in the Building, I believe. It's like Steve Martin and Martin Short. Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know any actors anymore.
The old
I only know the old classic one.
But it's good. It's pretty good. I'm pretty hooked right now. That one's like they're into like true crime stuff, and then someone gets murdered in their building, and then they start their own true crime podcast and stuff.
True crime.
Pretty good, dude.
True crime pods are like the biggest pods in the world, I think.
Martin Short, Steve Martin. Is it two Martins? Steve. Does not sound right in my head, but I think that is right.
Ricky Martin?
No, Steve Martin, he plays the banjo. Classic.
I don't know.
Those two are both in the Three Musketeers from back in the day.
Was that a show?
Movie. I don't know if I think that was only movie.
I just knew the old candy bar commercials.
I think it started as a book.
They were the best, Mary. They would like it would be
Three Musketeers?
App. Yeah.
Very good.
Oh.
Who did it? It was always like fencing, right? But the Three Musketeers?
I never
commercials?
Watched it. Oh, yeah. It was just like weird stuff. They would do like weird things. I can't even remember. I remember commercials being so bright and colorful. Just want to eat them. Just want to be inside the TV. It looks so fun.
Careful, Willy Wonka, dude. You get sucked in there.
I was a true TV addict. Addicted.
See, we didn't have cable until late, so we weren't too cable, or we weren't too TV.
Yeah, I was the youngest. We had a front room with a TV, And I used to get home from St. Lucie Day School at like 4:30, and I used to plop right in front of that thing with
Straight to
cheese
the
doodles.
TV, huh?
Cheese doodles.
Yeah, see, we'd be outside doing
so, well,
something.
this is when it would get dark at like 4:30, winter time.
Yeah, winters.
It was just depressed because I had to travel 2 hours to school every day, uphill both ways. And
yeah, we weren't like a big TV family movie. We didn't really go to the movies that much randomly. Till we
yeah,
were like older.
Movies.
We weren't a big TV crew, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't like a TV family. We wouldn't sit around the TV together so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Legos, dude. Legos were hot.
Dude, speaking of, I just got hit up by Legos. They have Braille blocks.
Yeah.
And they're sending them to me and the daughter.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the Braille blocks.
What were you going to say? Get what?
Get some, dude. Build a freaking castle, dude.
Dude, those overwhelm the shit out of me. I can never
Legos
do
are
that.
So
Not the
fun.
Engineer type.
You
You're
mean like
more engineer brain than me.
You mean like the when you buy the kits or whatever?
Yeah.
It'll be like an actual castle or a spaceship.
Yeah, yeah. Or like,
yeah, I don't like those. Like, I just want a
box
of a variety of every different kind of block, and I just want to make my own shit.
Oh my God.
That's
I get
my
so favorite. Overwhelmed with pieces.
Yeah, I don't like
those
the build
types of things. Things with pieces, I get stressed out.
Build the things they have because there's so many different unique pieces to each thing. It's like, no, I just want the standard, you know, 4x2.
Oh, just
4x4.
Yeah, with the two holes or the four
just
holes.
The two, yeah,
yeah,
and that's it. And then
yeah.
Go off and they build like a little house or a little car.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I get stressed.
Although my Lego, we had like a, it would look like a briefcase, you know?
Oh, yes.
Like the two clips, and you open the top
yep.
up. So, like, Lego on top was like red. It always had a, there was always an earwig in there, dude.
The hell's an earwig?
Like a little insect, because we would take the Legos in the bathtub and they get wet. And
ew.
Then we'd throw them back in the box, and then there'd be a freaking earwig in there. Randomly, one would get on, like,
oh, dude, what the hell is an earwig?
It's a nasty looking creature with like little, it has a little front. Little pincher looking things, dude. They're nasty looking. Freak you out though.
Do they grow hair in your ear?
No, I think it's a wise
like a
tale.
Toupee?
Ear wig. It's an old wise tale. I don't know why they call it ear wig. But
I don't know what the real name for it.
Yeah, that was the only downfall to Lego. Every now and then it'd be a freaking little creature in there, dude.
Lego critters. Well, they're supposed to live in the house.
What?
You build.
Oh, the earwig? Yeah.
Yeah, they come
they're
with
roaming
the
in there. Yeah, no, dude. It would get murked if I saw them, dude. Squish them.
Ew.
Do you have a toy box? We had a toy box, too.
Really? I had like a Hot Wheels box.
Classic little chest.
That had all the cars. That I thought was sick.
I have a toy box. I gotta need to buy a toy box. It's a great storage thing, dude.
Toy box?
Yeah.
No.
Get it's like a box.
Tackle
it's
box, a, dude.
No. Toy box for putting like, put anything in there. Shoes. Random shit.
Put shoes in a shoe box.
You put like, not a bunch of shoes. Put them all, hide them all away, you know, so it looks neat. All the toys in the room, dude. All the Nerf guns. Mini sticks.
The hell are mini sticks?
Mini hockey sticks. Tommy, you don't know what
for
mini
knock
sticks
hockey?
Are. You know what? What is knock hockey?
You don't know what knock hockey is?
Well, we may be talking about the same thing here.
All right. Little red sticks.
They're miniature the hockey sticks, and you play hockey on your knees.
Oh, that's knee hockey.
Knee hockey. But the stick itself is called a mini stick, you know?
Oh, that's knee hockey stick.
Okay. What's knock hockey?
Knock hockey's like a, it's like a, you basically put it on a table or you can put it on the ground. It's a board with raised like edges so the puck stays in. Uh-huh. And it has the lines just like a hockey rink.
Rink, yes.
But it's
yes.
rectangular. And there's a goal on your end and a goal on my end where it like shoots through. And then there's corners and there's you have a little puck. It's like a little black or red, almost like a Connect Four piece. And
yeah,
that,
like it's like a hockey puck looking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's your puck. And then you put it in the center on the circle and one person's on either side. And then you start by banging your stick on the board on either side and then hitting each other's stick saying knock hockey. And then like
yeah, one,
first
two,
person
three.
tries to go. Yeah.
Wait, how big is this board?
3 feet long and like.
So you're using one hand with like a tiny hockey stick?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're just, it's like a minute. It's a minute. It's a micro stick, dude.
Oh, I forgot to mention there's like a, each side has like this like block in front of the goal. So you have to shoot around the thing.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So like you do like shots off the side and you go one, each person gets a turn at a
this
time.
Sounds like some bonk.
Nah, dude, this was the best game ever. There were trick
sounds
shots.
Like mini sticks is better than, that's like micro sticks, dude. knee hockey. It's like a
knee
smaller
hockey.
Version of knee hockey.
Yeah, but this is more contained.
Yeah, a little too contained for me, dude.
Yeah.
I would rather want to play with air hockey, you know what I mean?
Air hockey. Air hockey's hectic.
Yeah, air hockey gets,
it gets real serious.
Aggressive.
You know what I realized? I played Uno a couple nights, like a week or two ago. Dude, don't play Uno next to your partner.
Why? Cheating?
Gets heated. They start throwing like draw fours at you and shit.
I don't even know how to play Uno, dude.
Oh, dude.
I don't play Uno. Not a board game, fam, dude.
Yeah.
Would you play every week with the family?
Never. We never played.
Heather's family.
That's why I'm like,
I've talked about this. Heather's family is a big board game.
Yeah. I want to get the, I don't know. Monopoly, I can go for like 1 hour and then I'm done.
Did you realize there's like a Monopoly for like every city?
Oh, really?
Like, my mom is it.
Detroit one?
Random gift. No, Livonia.
Monopoly. Shut up.
Tiny little city. Yeah.
No way.
So that must
I wonder if
for
there's
like
a Spring Lake Monopoly.
Probably. If there's a Livonia,
there's no way Lake. There's a Spring Lake Monopoly.
Dude, there's a Livonia Monopoly. One is a tiny little suburb.
Forget
you know what
it.
I mean?
This. Search the web for Spring Lake, New Jersey Monopoly game.
Do you know how many people live in Spring Lake?
Wow.
Got one?
There is.
Dude, yeah.
That's nuts.
They got it for like every tiny little city you can imagine. You gotta get your local Monop, dude.
Okay, I gotta get that.
Which it's funny because you go on it and like there's all local businesses like pay, I'm assuming, to be advertised on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to look at it and be like, oh, that's there. Oh, that's not there. What the hell?
That'd be crazy to see all the places that aren't there anymore. Are there?
Yeah. Yeah, this one's pretty up to date.
That's interesting.
Did not have the Handy Dip, though, the classic ice cream place.
Oh, really?
But like I said, I think it's probably just whoever pays.
Did it have the burger place?
No baits either.
No bait.
That was
this game's.
That was a slap in the face with no
baits.
Yeah,
that's.
Dude. They had like the Mary Bowls, like the bowling alley. What else? I don't even know.
Crazy. You're freaking.
Luigi, some random restaurant like I've been to once. Yeah. But it was cool. But there wasn't any like, there was no corporate. You know, it was all local businesses on there, though. That was cool.
Yeah. Ah, dude, I got this freaking, got like a pimple in my ear canal and I can't get it and it hurts so bad.
Love it. Ear lobe. An ear lobe zit?
Oh,
oh
that
God.
just squirts across the room.
That's the best.
When you hear it pop.
Yeah. So good.
Nothing like a popped pimple. Top five best feelings.
Popping bottles, baby.
Dude, my hair, it is so beyond fucked up that.
Getting dreaded?
Dude, it's got. I look like freaking Bob Marley over here.
Better start combing it. It's only going to get worse.
Dude, I try. And then it just.
Or just let it dread, dude. Go for it.
But it's not dreads, it's one dread.
Yeah, go for
like
it.
Like a freaking tail. It's like a squirrel tail or raccoon.
Start putting some
tail.
Wax in there, dude.
Oh my God, dude. Beeswax?
You're like otter's crotch.
I think it's like her saliva gets on her hands and then like touches my hair and then it.
Oh, you think it's from the baby?
Up. Yeah. No, it's baby. Definitely got to be from the baby. Slash.
Yeah, puke. It's probably puke in there.
Puke. It did.
Like pee from you leaning down, changing diapers. Oh, we got everything in there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mashed up. Oh, yeah. A baby's hand is always sticky, dude.
Yeah, it's always sticky. It's and then, sticky. Yeah.
Just hate children. Children's hands are gross.
They're
out,
the grossest. If it's not your thing. Own kid, it's like disgusting.
Oh, even my own kid, not
I know. It. Sometimes she like spits up, like,
See, I don't mind the puke. I'm even more okay. It's just like the sticky hand with like some old dried milk on there.
Yeah, yeah. The old milk dude, gets.
What are you doing? Saliva. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do, Jerry. I've been thinking about cutting it off, but then that's like giving up.
It's a gift. Hey, sometimes you need a change. It's a big change.
That's
when I would cut my hair, was when I needed a reset.
Yeah.
A full reset.
Would you ever grow it back out?
Yeah, maybe.
Those days are behind you.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe when you're 50, midlife.
Possibly, dude. Never know.
Yeah.
I mean, probably give it another go. Eventually.
Everyone talks about the moms, though. You don't talk about the dads, what we have to go through. It's long hair and about it.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I feel like more like the wife with the things I've got, the messed up hair. I haven't showered in a week.
You're the feminine. Kelly's the masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shower. Yeah. It's no shower in a week.
Yeah, no, it's been like 3 days.
Yeah, I rock it out. Wintertime, dude. I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, it just feels fine.
Start getting that seasonal depression's coming in, dude.
Although I'm fighting the depression. I'm fighting the big
deal. Stay active, dude.
Fighting it, dude. I started pulling myself out of it. Yesterday and the day before I worked out, went to the gym. And got a sauna in yesterday, too. But, dude, I was doing, sauna. Like, 8 pull-ups, and that was hard. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
How many pull-ups do you can usually do?
Like, 25.
Jeez. I could do 1, maybe 2.
But I was doing rounds. Like, usually, like, rounds of 10 is, like, pretty whatever for me. And, like,
yeah.
8.
And 8 was feeling stretchy.
Dude, the level of soreness I have right now is, like, I just started working out for the first time ever.
Yeah,
like
what
my
happens,
stomach
dude.
Hurts when I cough.
Take a little bit off and
yeah.
Go so quick, dude. It's not fair.
I know. I just kept. I would like struggle with like, oh, you should go do it, but then the other part of me is like, yeah, but you haven't even gotten surgery yet, so you're not getting better, so you're just gonna get worse before you get better.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Dude, get out of this. Like, stop. Same with like the eating. I would be like, oh, I'll just start dieting once. Blah blah blah. And,
yeah.
But I finally took control. I meal prepped yesterday.
Nice.
It worked out. And then Kelly made brownies, which didn't help.
Yeah, I went back on the diet tip the beginning of this week, too. It's been rough.
Rough.
It's been rough, dude. I don't feel like doing anything now. Sleep.
I know. Why is that?
Wintertime, dude. That's why I got to go somewhere warm.
I think it's January 21st. It starts the cycle of getting to lighter later.
December 21st. Yeah.
Is it December?
Yeah,
oh, so
we're past. Days are getting longer.
Rolling.
Days are getting longer.
Dude, the waves right now. There's like a nor'eastern going on. The waves are like 12 feet.
Jesus.
Yeah, and like Kelly was at the beach earlier and she saw someone drop in on like a 10-foot face. She said it looked like a vert ramp.
Yeah.
And they just like got barreled and spit out.
What?
Yes. Yeah, apparently Kelly Slater's in my town right now surfing.
Really?
Yeah. He comes here quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, he's been.
I would think he would just stick to the warm water, dude.
No,
fuck.
Cali's pretty cold.
Huh?
Cali's pretty cold.
Is that where he lives normally, California?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like, yeah, that's, I mean, that's like, not that, that's not that cold.
Yeah.
I was thinking like if he wants to go get some tasty waves, he just go somewhere tropical. Dude.
Well, no, when there's storms here, the waves get really nice for surfing.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I were him, and I mean, the waves are going to be really nice. There's always somewhere you can go, but tropical would be the way to go.
You know, it's just these guys chase waves. They chase storms.
Yes, but go to the Caribbean right now and wait for the nor'easters to go there.
Every wave is different, man.
I do get it. Yeah, yeah. Just tasty waves. I didn't know that they had them fucking.
Like a fine
there.
Street spot just calling your name.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But
buttery ledge.
Yeah.
I was watching this thing. The guy was talking about like wiping out on those giant waves. He said it's like the force of a car accident underwater. It's like getting hit by a truck.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Dude, the big waves in like Portugal and like Tahiti.
I mean, so you're telling me you're getting concussed every time you fall?
You know what I mean? But if you fall in the break, like when it breaks on you,
smash you? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta
These
be
waves are like 20 feet, like 25, 30 feet.
The bigger one, it's some, you know, the big waves. Yeah.
These guys surf like 50 foot waves.
Now you're underwater for like 2 minutes.
This guy got hit with a wave. It was 6 stories high.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
That probably is like a car wreck. But
that's,
I mean, it's not like,
that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, it's probably not knocking you out in that sense, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's got to feel insane.
Dude, because your body's being smashed. Like the water can bring you in all different ways, you know?
That yeah.
Water. It's insane.
Mess with that, dude. Mess with the ocean, bro.
The ocean scares the shit out of me.
Kelly, dude. Kelly, you got to find Kelly, bro.
I know.
Man, dude.
Talking to Connor, who we've had on here before, that works at the surf ranch.
Uh-huh.
Surf, he said Jonah Hill's always there. And he always tries to like not be noticed by him because he's so annoying.
Oh, really? He always just all hyped up or like.
Yeah, he's like, he's total like dork.
Yeah, cheesy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cheesy like Hollywood. And then he said Eddie Vedder goes there a lot.
Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, he said
dude.
Sometimes they'll get like Eddie Vedder on the ukulele when they're just chilling.
Dude can shred the ukulele. Didn't he have like a whole album of the ukulele?
I think so, or at least a song. I know he had a song.
I think it's for the one movie. Yeah, it's like pretty good. Damn, pretty good
it's
album.
It's like a younger movie, right? Like a, was it World of Wild? Where the Wild Things Are? No.
Something in the wild. Something wild.
Yeah, I think so.
Not Where the Wild Things Are, but
yeah, but it's something like
that was like the cartoon thing. Maybe I don't know. I think it was like Into the Wild, maybe.
Yeah,
Into the Wild. The one dude who went solo and ended up dying.
Oh yeah.
They went on a bad.
Chris,
I'm gonna go live on my own.
His name was Chris something.
He ate some bad berries.
Yeah, that he was so close to civilization too. He was like. Because he was just trying to, I think he was trying to find civilization at that point, and he was so close.
He was like living in like an old, like VW van, like in the middle of the woods or something.
Yeah, you can like go to that spot.
Uh huh. Yeah, it does not intrigue me to go live
off the grid,
like not like that on my own.
Do you think you could do one of those shows like Survivor or Alone?
I've said this. We gotta do the blind Survivor or blind Alone, dude.
You're like me, you, Coco,
terrifying. See who lasts.
Win.
See who lasts the longest.
Dude. I know I'm out. Like I'm out, dude. It gets a little cold, and I'm shivering my balls off.
It'd be scary, dude.
I know. Any little noise you heard.
My method would be get really fat and then go into fasting mode, and I would wait you guys out.
Oh my god! What would three things would you bring?
I would just go keto and just fucking. Keto. I would get really fat and go into keto, like 2 weeks before the show, and then just ride it out, dude.
Bring a Costco bag of rice as one of your items.
No rice. That would knock me out of keto.
No keto. Yeah, not keto approved.
I would bring my three things would be, we need something to make fire. That'd be hard. I never made a fire with like a fucking bow or something like that. I'd bring my my flint. Need a hatchet, dude. You know, chop wood.
Mm.
And then your fucking sleeping bag, right? Yeah, making a shelter, dude. Be so hard.
I know.
One that doesn't leak. Be so hard.
Dude, the what do they bring? The tarp? Yeah. The tarp. Building a shelter, that's crazy. That's like really cool, but.
It is really cool.
Not for me.
Yeah. You don't have any urge to just go off solo and fucking.
Yeah, so. What about like living out of a car? Like that doesn't.
Yeah, the van life.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of that.
Van wouldn't be terrible.
No, it'd be a step up from the wilderness.
Yeah. I could do the van, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I like my house. I like my home, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so close to ice fishing, dude. I think in like a week and a half.
What's up?
We're gonna be ice fishing like a week and a half, dude.
Break out the old auger. Auger. Yeah.
Auger, baby. And I got the new shanty, the giant shanty. I can't wait to pop up, dude.
That'd be nice.
I think it was like something crazy. 132 square feet of fishable area. That sounds like too much.
That's a lot.
I think it is something like that. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm going to be jigging, baby.
How do fish survive in that cold?
Dude, some of them don't, man. When you, in the spring, when everything thaws, you'll see a bunch of dead fish that, like I said, the bottom, I didn't.
Really?
Didn't make it. Yeah. Because by the end of the winter, there's like less and less oxygen in the water, you know?
Yeah.
But it's the plants at the bottom that supply oxygen throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So once that stuff slowly dies off, dude, it gets fucking hectic down there. Is there a layer of, somebody said Houdini did something under the ice. Really, like there's like a layer of air. What? Between the water.
Oh, between the water and the ice.
Maybe there's like little pockets somewhere.
That's crazy.
Like I heard somebody say that's like what he was breathing off of.
Houdini. Dude, David Copperfield's in trouble.
Is he?
Yeah.
What?
Epstein Island.
What, he was there?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, is he really in trouble now? Or are they just saying
I don't know. I think they're just calling his name out. He's on the list.
Damn. That's weird.
Yeah, they said they said Epstein would bring him to do magic shows.
Ah, so
yeah.
He was there and suspicious, dude.
I know.
Very suspicious. That guy's still rocking it out, dude.
Who, Copperfield?
Yeah, he's the one who's like in Vegas, right?
I think so.
He's had a Vegas residency. He does like something insane, like more shows a year than there are, like 700 shows a year or something crazy, I think.
Yeah.
He's like one of the richest people. Did you know that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, he still gets banked.
Good at magic?
He just banks off of fucking Vegas, dude. He's
What
been
does he
doing shows
do?
for decades.
Dude.
Like multiple shows a night.
But the fact that, like, do people think it's magic?
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you think?
Well, no, I don't think anymore. Like kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
true.
Not, yeah. No.
You think that's his main sales is younger generation?
No, it's, I think it's like adults come to see, it's like a, it's a full on show.
Spectacle.
It's insane, I think. Yeah, it's got to be for Vegas.
Can't
I've heard
be.
Him talk a little bit about it, and like, yeah, it's a fucking spectacle, dude.
It can't be.
We should have went, dude. We should have went. We
Oh, the Copperfield. That's what we could have done. I wanted to go to Carrot Top.
See, yeah, actually, I would like Carrot Top.
I would love to go to Carrot Top.
Very visual. Very visual.
Oh,
thing,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait, how do you know?
He all of his, he's a lot of props.
Oh, does he?
But they're like puns, and like it would be like, jeez, it would be like one of his things was after Bill Clinton got in trouble for getting the BJ in the Oval Office, he was like, he like pulls out a, it's like a, what do you call it, a podium that you would give a speech at. And then there was like a little sex doll face.
Oh my God.
And it was on a foot pedal, like a foot, like a kick pedal.
Yeah.
So the head would move like back and forth.
Oh
like
my
under
God.
The podium. He's like, this is a podium for Bill Clinton.
Oh, and he would pretend to be giving like.
Yeah. So he does things like that. And so he has like hundreds of little props like that he just makes and comes up with. Yeah. That's super funny though.
He was on Rogan, I think. Or some, he was on somewhere.
I listened to him on
I think it was Andrew Santino.
Yes. Whiskey Ginger.
Whiskey Ginger, yes.
I think he did a little round there of all the podcasts kind of. Yeah, that's why I heard him talking about Vegas and stuff. I was like, dang, this guy's still going. Crazy. I would not have guessed that he was still in Vegas. With a residency, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought he was like done years ago.
What does a residency mean?
You get a contract to do like X amount of shows.
Oh, it's just, okay. All right.
Like at one location. So you can go to that location
to
and watch
city?
That person. I think he does have a key to the city. But
what are those keys open?
I don't know what that means, a key to the city.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean? Does that mean that you can like, it must actually mean something, right?
Got it. It can't just be a fugazi thing.
Like a just a representation of.
Yeah.
It must mean like you can access something. If you not have to pay taxes or something. Key to the city, dude. I've always wanted a key to a city.
I know. I want a key to the city. I want to run for mayor.
Mayor. Oh,
I couldn't do it.
You want to make Senate, dude. Something in, isn't it like you only have to work 3 years and you get like a pension? Something like that in the government. Once
Italy?
You make it, once you make it to a certain level, yeah. It's like
wow.
Crazy.
But you've already worked like so many years to get
I
to that
guess,
point.
I guess so. That's just crazy.
I don't know.
It's a freaking scam, dude.
They tell you
government,
I got
man.
They tell you I got the second opinion about my knee.
You mean they saw your MRI?
I showed another doctor the report, and he goes, "Oh yeah, your knee's fucked."
Yeah, but then you didn't you say you send it to the
I also sent it to the stem cell. I'm waiting to hear
you
back.
You hear back from them yet?
Yeah, I'm giving them one more day, I think. Then I'm just scheduling
you
the.
You need to get. I told you, you need to get on the schedule, dude.
I know. I gotta fill out the pay.
It's been
this
how
is,
long has
my,
it been?
Oh, too long. Stop.
Like a month.
I could have already been like a month under recovery.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't like thinking like that.
But we gotta hear. I mean, are you waiting to hear back from the stem cell people?
I was. I think I'm also subconsciously just putting it off.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, are you really waiting or no? Are you putting it off? Yeah.
I'm just putting it off. I got to stop putting it off. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, man, is stop putting stuff off.
Stop putting stuff off. You don't put sure. stuff off that much.
I know, but here I go, putting it off.
Scary thing. I think as soon as you wake up, I think they have you like bend your knee and stuff.
Yeah, I think they put it on something.
Yeah, like a little weird mechanical machine. Thing that like yeah, moves it for you.
I don't know, but it's apparently super quick. You're in it, you go in the morning, you're out by lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be back home in bed with your little machine that pumps cold water on it. This is what my buddy had.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? It's like a little, like a water shell you wrap on your knee, and then it pumps cold water around it to keep it
that's nice.
Flowing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go into rehab 2 days after surgery.
Yeah, you're right in there, dude.
Crazy to me. And I got a lot of steps in my apartment. I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, a lot of stairs, dude. That's true.
And it's the only
good, though. Keep you working out.
Yeah, but my question is, am I going to be able to hop, or will that fuck my knee up? Because
don't hop. I mean, going up the stairs, you leave your one foot and crutch on the ground. You lift your other foot up, and you're just lifting up with your other foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't have to bend that knee.
Knee on crutches sounds like a dangerous thing.
Crutches suck. Dude. Crutches in a cane, dude.
No have you good. Been on crutches?
Crutches in a cane?
No, just no. crutches. I've never been
on crutches. Not really. I mean, I've had really bad rolled ankles where, like, I can't walk, but I just
you walk it around. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if you crutch it. I think you want walking, dude.
No, you crutch for 2 weeks.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's like that bad.
Which knee is it?
The right.
Oh, it's your cane side. You're right-handed, right? You're gonna have to use the cane on your left, dude. You know what I mean?
Wait, say that one more time. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out this right.
You're going to have to, your crutch is going to be on the same side as your knee. So you're going to have to switch the cane to the left hand, dude.
No, I think I'm going to be double crutched.
Yeah, I'm saying like when you're actually to navigate.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going
to. You know what I mean? You're going to have to. Right?
I'm going to have to put, no, this is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to need a long cane, and I'm going to have to put it the handle through the, you know how the crutches have the thing? Like the opening.
I don't think it's gonna work, dude.
Dude, it's gonna work. And then I gotta I scan and then crutch. Scan crutch.
Well, it can't go through the thing because the thing's, I mean, the opening of the crutches, but those are facing perpendicular to the direction you're facing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then I need to bend.
You need to attach it to like your belt, your cane.
Or I can put the cane in the armpit and do the old like chicken wing.
Do the wheelchair, dude. Do the wheelchair.
How am I supposed to get up?
Oh yeah, you got the stairs.
I don't even think my apartment would fit a wheelchair.
You have to get the lift and
get
there,
the
dude.
Ramp. I could just get a ramp and have to just sprint up it with the chair. Get a running start. Do the double ramp.
You just got the crutch in your right hand and cane left.
We'll see.
Your left leg's fine, so all you need is a crutch to work as your right leg. You know what I mean? And be able to hop around like that.
Yeah.
Soon you start. Soon you're done.
I know. I'm thinking about like my mortality. I'm like, why couldn't this happen when I was younger? But then someone made a great point. If this happened,
young dude.
No, dude.
You're young as fuck.
But I'm at the end of my prime, Jerry.
No, you're not. Your prime
I'm at
is,
the end of my prime.
Athlete's prime is like 33, dude.
Oh.
You have like another 10 years.
And then 10 years.
What are you, 25?
29 about to
29?
Be.
29. Oh yeah. You only got about a few years left. But you're not at your prime yet.
Yeah. I felt it though. It's the best
right?
ever in. Best mentally, and someone made a great point. If this did happen when I was younger, I wasn't in the same place mentally now as I was then, so I probably would have just fucked off and like became bad. Like, I just
I mean, it doesn't matter when it happens in your life. You are who you are. So you're going to get through. You would have got through it then. You're going to get through it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to get through it.
Just feeling it. I'm like, I'm getting
old.
Yeah,
it sucks, dude.
Today it hurts so bad. I was like, why does this hurt?
Ugh. Yeah, you got to get in there, dude. You got to get in there under the old knife. Give him one more day. At least call and schedule. I told you, you can call and schedule. You can cancel anytime you want.
Yeah.
Push it back or whatever. You got to get on that. Because who knows how long the wait list. Wait list might be
another
2 weeks.
I know, that's what I'm stressing out about, too. I got to get.
Call tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Wednesday or something? Thursday? Yeah. Call tomorrow. Great day to call.
Yeah. I'm calling tomorrow. No, the thing is, I got to bring it. This is, all right, this is what's actually causing the.
You got to bring it to the surgeon.
I got to bring. No, I got to bring the form, the release form to the doctor's office, and then they submit it, and then I have to wait for insurance to clear to tell me I'm good, that I can get it or whatever.
Yeah, now you're stressing me out.
Yeah, it's see,
I would have had this done. You're pushing this off, dude.
I know. All right, tomorrow
head on over there.
Doing it the tomorrow. Form.
Send the form in.
Send the form, any form.
Yeah, we got to get you on the. We got to get you on the up and up, dude.
Yeah, I got to get on the table.
Just get it going in the right direction, you know.
I know. I got to stop sitting in limbo. That's the most stressful part.
Yeah. Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
Don't want to give up.
It is driving me crazy.
I know. I feel like it's giving up. I'm just going.
Right. It's
you know what I mean? It's like, I know it's not, but yeah. It's just freaking so many emotions. I don't know.
It sucks. No,
it's a loss, dude. You're grieving a little. I lost my run. This run,
mm-hmm.
As dramatic as that sounds, it is like I started thinking about this too. It's like, dude, do you know how much time, how many things I've sacrificed for wrestling and judo, all built up just to train and train? So many hours of your life go into training, and yeah. You miss so many things. Like, you miss out on things. You're making sacrifices. You are putting so much monotonous time into something that it's like, it's insane, dude, how much time in your life. If mm-hmm. if you put all that up, add it all up, and then realize how much time. Like, that's years, Jerry.
Years, Jerry.
That's trippy, though, because it's like, and now it's just paused. And then it's like, what's the point? Like, why do you put all that time into something? When you're just gonna die one day. I know this sounds dark, but it's like, dude.
No, that's what I think about every day. You're just gonna die one day.
Why am I? Yeah, what am I doing this for? What is so important to get this done?
That it isn't. There is no importance.
You set this thing. It's like all made up, dude. It's fucked. I'm not okay with it. I almost broke down, dude, when I started thinking like this.
But at the same time, if someone came in your apartment right now and tried to murder you, think about how scared you'd be. You do not want to die.
I'd be terrified. I need, just give me another year.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to die.
No, you don't want to die.
But at the same point, what is the
point? I don't want to die, but it's like, what is worth... Why am I putting my time into this?
Why do we not want to die?
I know.
Why not?
Hold on a sec.
Why is it fearful?
What up? Yeah. She's coming in like 5 minutes. So I gotta. Let me call you right back.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. I'm just.
Why are we fearful of death?
And what,
dude,
should we put the time into? What's worth it? Like, why do we? Is it just to be present? Do we just need to be present and like not have these insane goals and just live your life?
I think it's
because there's so much heartbreak and like disappointment.
Well, I think that is it, but I think it's just following whatever feels right to you. So if you It's following whatever feels right.
Does this feel right because it was ingrained in my brain as a younger kid that this is what I should
be
doing?
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it isn't. If you're not happy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're questioning it, then I guess you're not 100% happy. But then, yeah, but then there's also the flip side of that of there's things that suck while you're doing it, but in the long run are beneficial to you.
Like you learn a lot of lessons. You learn discipline. You learn, you know, how to,
you know, fast forward 10 years from now and say, maybe, yeah, you made it to the Paralympics.
And I would, I would regret it so much.
You stopped. Yeah. Or maybe you did stop and you found another path.
Yeah.
And you're happy.
Right. You have to be open to those other paths too.
It doesn't matter what you do. Nothing matters.
I know. Like I could stop today and try to be the best janitor I could ever be.
Yeah. You can work as a janitor and be happy. You could be. I guess the lesson is you can be happy doing anything.
You got to find that happiness within it.
Yeah. Maybe that's the point.
All right. I'm going to end it on that. That's it. I'm losing my mind. <All right. laughs> Thanks, everyone. I got a lot to work out.
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Man.
One love.
Good Lord.
I'm calling the doctor tomorrow. One love.
Call a doc tomorrow.
Holy shit. That got intense.
Over. Philosophical, dude.
But that's like very.
No, I have that same thought every day. What the f is.
Keep pushing, and one love from four bad eyes.